Well, it was not the jobs report that economists were expecting today. The latest numbers from the Labor Department show the U.S. economy added just 98,000 jobs in March. Economists were predicting almost twice as many after two straight months of strong job growth to start the year. The good news, the unemployment rate dropped to 4.5%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly a decade. Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And this report took some people by surprise. Economists had expected 180,000 new jobs in March. What happened?
Well, a lot of economists and really the stock and bond markets, too, are looking past this number as sort of a fluke. And there's one simple reason. If you remember, there was that nasty snowstorm in the Northeast that just so happened to occur right in the middle of the week when the survey was done. So let's say you're a builder planning to break ground on a new project and hire a bunch of construction workers. Obviously, you see the weather forecast, especially one that was hyped as much as this storm was, and you postpone those plans. So the economists are sort of looking at as that as basically the explanation for the weakness. You know, the Labor Department does adjust for normal seasonal issues, but it doesn't adjust the numbers for a big outlier event like this.
Well, and whenever the numbers are gloomy, you always blame the weather.
Blame the weather, yeah.
Somehow there's no bad weather in for months and months and months. But anyway, what about the fact that the unemployment rate kept going down? Why did that happen?
That's done with a different survey. That's done with a survey of households, whereas the number of jobs, the breakdown of the number of jobs in each industry is done through a survey of businesses. And it did. It went down to the lowest really since 2007. And it looks good, especially because it was not accompanied by a drop in the labor force participation rate. In other words, the unemployment rate did not go down because more people are dropping out of the workforce. So it's a healthy number.
So the Trump administration has been touting jobs reports this year from January and February as proof that his administration is good for the economy. What does this March report do for that argument?
I mean, it certainly gives him a data point to brag about. 4.5%, again, the lowest since 2007. How much credit he actually deserves for it is debatable. Obviously, that figure has been going down pretty steadily for almost 8 years. But it is there for him to brag about if you would like to.
And just briefly, what does this mean for Fed rates? Will they still go up this year a couple times?
Yeah, the market's not really pricing in much of a difference because of this report. It still looks like about a 66% probability of a rate increase in June and likely one more before the year is out.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, with the news on today's jobs report from the Labor Department. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.